You are welcome to the 5 Minutes Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 131 and verse 1. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Sometimes people derail their walk with God by getting interested in things too high for them. Do you think that you can even comprehend God? Take for a moment to just think about God. There are about 8 billion people on the face of the earth as we speak. Did you know God knows what each person is thinking at the same time? I'm sure you can wrap your mind around that. What 7-point-something billion people are thinking, He knows what every person is thinking at the same time. It's not that when you say, Lord, what is Segun Mokuolu thinking? He will now look at me and know what I'm thinking. No. God is processing the thought in the mind of about 8 billion people simultaneously. He knows it. Or you think you can comprehend Him? So rather than concern themselves with their lives being transformed, they want to know where Cain find his wife. You know, so those are the kind of issues that they are concerned with. They want to know, where did Melchizedek, where did he come from? Who was the mother and the father of Melchizedek? Then they will debate and debate. Like we said in Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord. But the things that are revealed are for us and our children. Even things you see physically, there are many you don't understand. Many of you still don't understand how aircraft is able to fly, but you fly it nonetheless. And that's something put together by a human being. Some of you don't understand how they lay cable under the ocean. That same ocean that you are seeing, cables are laid underneath from Europe to Africa, from Europe to South America, from the United States to Europe. How did they do all of those things? And those are things that human beings made. We are not even talking of creations of God. Did you know what Paul said? He said that I may know Him. Now look at it. Do you think Paul understood all the mysteries of God? Do you think Paul knew where God came from? Did you think that he knew where Cain got his wife? Rather than pray for all of that, did you know what he was praying for? That I might know Jesus. Concern your life with knowing Jesus. Stop concerning yourself with all of these things. They are created to distract you. The devil is inspiring those questions in your heart. Questions that does not lead to edification. Some people say, oh, so are you saying that we should not be critical in our thinking? Be critical. Continue to be critical. But make sure what you desire to know is Christ. If you know where Cain got his wife, what does it profit you? You see, there is a lust for knowledge. But what God wants you to have is a thirst for Him. It's a desire for Christ. Not lost. You are just lusting for knowledge. You are not desiring Jesus. And the Bible says it is in Jesus that is hid all the wisdom of God. That's why Paul said, I want to know Him. I do not care about all of those things. I don't care. The angel that tried to kill Moses when God sent him and he had not circumcised his children. I don't know. I don't understand it. But I know one thing. I want to know Jesus. I want to become like Him. I know that He saved me. I know that He has delivered me. You must see, look at the way we set up our school system. There is a knowledge they want you to know in primary one. There is a knowledge they want you to know in grade one, in grade two, in grade three. There is a knowledge they want you to know in secondary school or in high school. There is a knowledge they want you to have in university or in college. It's in grades. You cannot teach somebody who is in primary school what you will be teaching at PhD level. So, but you see, what you should be concerned with as a believer the most is knowing Jesus. That is the knowledge that benefits you. Some of you are just curious. You are just unnecessarily curious. Don't be curious for something that will not benefit your work with God. Ask yourself, what will this do to your work with God? The angels that came from heaven, and then, or we don't know whether they were angels or not, sons of God, that met with the daughters of men. That's what God wants you to know. That sons of God met with the daughters of men. They produced giants. Who are those sons of God? The Bible didn't reveal it, or it didn't clearly state it. And if I know that today, how does that do with my work with God? That's why some of you, before you know, you are reading demonic books. You are reading all kinds of books because you have a lust for knowledge, not a desire to know Christ and become like him. The real desire you should have is to know Jesus, is to be like him. Paul said, I count everything dung for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. I pray that will be your prayer also today in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Our email is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.